What the blazes is this aluminium rod for? Who's that? Oh, I knew it. Patrick. He'd be out after me, looking for his daddy as if he was still a child. Well, he's too bloody late.
Dad! Dad! Daddy!
Daddy! 22 years of age.
Stay back, Patrick! Don't try to stop me!
But it's mine, Dad!
I know! I'm borrowing it!
You're not borrowing it, Dad! You'll kill yourself!
Stay where you are, son!
Dad is 200 feet over that cliff!
I warned you! I'm going to jump!
All right, Dad! All right! I'm stopped! Look, I'm standing! I'm not gonna move! Do it just as you asked! Please, come back on the edge, please! Look! I'll move further away!
No! That's grand!
That hang gliding is not as simple as it looks!
Don't worry! I've listened to you going on so much about it, I could do it in my sleep! Where does this rod go?
Dad! That glider's only suitable for my weight! You just can't...
Can't is a word of the past, Patrick! Now, what's this yoke for?
Dad, just because I can hang glide doesn't
I
mean...
I said, what's this yoke for?
Dad, you won't stay up! You'll hit those rocks down
I there. Hit the rocks a long time ago! Now, what's this for?
Oh, Dad, please, come home!
Right! I'm off without it!
No, Dad, no! It's the king post! It's the king post, Dad. It goes on the top. On the top to steady the...
Here?
Yes, on there.
Ah! So it does.
Dad, please come home. What are we supposed to do?
Ah! Good question. Well, you're a big lad now, Patrick. You're 22, university degree, and your sister Tara's 20, and your mother's also an adult. So I think between you, you'll figure it out. I have great confidence in you all. Now, that's everything. I'll just begin my run and jump off the cliff.
Dad, you don't just run and jump off. Dad, you can't.
I can.
Dad.
Upsy-daisy. Keep the nose up, isn't that it? And start
Dad,
running.
Please listen to me.
Oh, God, please, this thing. Come on, you bastard. Keep going. I should have given up the cigarettes. You don't see the seagulls going to all this trouble before they fly.
Oh, please, you're going to kill yourself.
Lift up. Lift up. There you are. Closer.
Dad!
No more ground. No more. The edge.
Dad, the nose is too low.
Kick off. Jump. Jump now into the...
And to the left on the bar. Just push it up and up. Nose up and... Don't look down. I get dizzy.
Dad! Dad!
Rising now. Bar out. And... grand. Hermel of warm air, as they say. And... up. And... flat. Look down now. Oh, God. Isn't that lovely? And Patrick looking up at me.
Go home to your mother and your sister and your stupid grandmother. You're all on your own now. Ah! Oh, hello there. Lovely morning. Oh, yeah. I think I can bank and wheel like that, too. We just push the bar over and... Oh, good God. What the... Take it back. Take it. Take it back.
I won't try that again.
You're a bad influence and a show-off.
Oh, there's Sandy Cove Road down there. Will you just look at those lines of cars? And what a sparkle off the roofs. Watson's wax. How did it go? Sealing up those spots and cracks, shining round your car's roof racks. Coming in our cans and packs, it's Watson's Wax, Watson's Wax. Oh, look, a train. With a big black maggot. Now find our house. Adelaide Road there. A church, yes. Ah, there we are. Semi-detached, open plan, select area, sprinklers on the lawn. Sprinkle, sprinkle, little lawn, with Spencer's sprinklers every morn.
Hello, Sheila! How are you getting along so far? Hello, Tara!
No, Daddy won't be driving you anywhere anymore. All on your own now.
Should have done this a long time ago. Long before... Before what?
Before the Go-Go Club.
Will you, for heaven's sake, stop worrying and take that bloody wedding ring off?
Oh, yes. Well before that. And Jimmy O'Donovan. And before the women's liberation attack. And before Sheila's mother went sex mad.
Filthy man. I think it's filthy.
Yes. Before that neurotic old fool and before... Wait. That's when it all started. I should have done this before I got the Nozomi Cars contract. It raised everyone's expectations. That was the beginning. That morning at breakfast. With Sheila. And, of course, Tara and Patrick.
But, Sean, darling, why didn't you tell us last night when you came in?
Darling, I'm telling you now. I've got the Nozomi car contract.
Oh, terrific, darling.
He was afraid if he told us he wouldn't sleep all night, weren't you, darling?
I think it's fabulous, darling.
I think you should have told them, darling. Oh, well. It isn't everyone's father who's going to have his words written across the biggest advertising billboards throughout Ireland.
And in the cinema. Oh, wait until the fellas in the hang gliding club see that.
Free Nozomi car, darling.
Yeah, well, we can buy it ourselves now. We can buy two.
Sheila. I think the music's finishing.
Now, quiet, children. We want to hear Daddy's radio ad.
Is it the one for the perfume of the lawnmowers?
The biscuit one.
Biscuit? Is that a new one, Dad?
Yes, Patrick. No, shush. Hello, Mary. And what did your teacher teach you today?
Hello, Grandma. Our teacher taught us how to make biscuits, but they came out all soggy and soft.
Oh, that's great, Dad. Great.
And John. And what did your teacher teach you today?
Our teacher taught us that the origin of the word biscuit is the Latin bis, meaning twice, and coquere, or coctum, meaning to cook or to bake. So, biscuit means twice baked.
Wonderful.
Right, yes.
And did your teachers not tell you about Chippy's golden biscuits with the rich chocolate on the outside and the delicious coconut flakes on the inside?
No, Grandma, she didn't. Because everyone knows that. Teacher never teaches us to eat our Chippy biscuits, because Chippy's are the biscuits that teacher wants to eat.
Clever teacher. Always takes the biscuit, but only if it's Chippy's.
Oh, very good.
That was really super, Dad. I love the grandma.
Yeah, it was an idea I got.
I took the young fellow, knowing the origins of biscuits, that was great.
It's quite educational, darling. That Latin thing.
Right, that's only
good.
A bit of information.
Did you also write the jingle, Dad?
It's only a few notes strung together.
I don't know, it's really great.
It's very catchy.
Now, Sean, you can imagine how we feel about you getting the Nozomi Cars contract.
Yeah, and winning the, Well, what award was it, Dan?
It's the Golden Crescent Award.
The Golden Crescent Award. Oh, I think I'm going to give my clever dad a big
hug. Steady on, Dad. I've got to go over.
Do you know what I'm going to do today?
That hug me as well, I hope. I'll never get
away. No, Dad, no. I'm going to do a somersault in my hang glider, so all of Dublin will know.
Children, come on now, finish your breakfast.
I'm finished, Mom. I'm off.
Congrats again, Dad.
Yeah.
Will you drive me into the city, Daddy?
If you're ready to go in 1 minute.
I'll get my coat. I want to see Joel for the tea. Mm. Ready, Dad?
Yes, Tara, ready.
Oh, and look out for the billboards on the way, Tara.
Oh, don't forget, darling. The campaign doesn't begin until Thursday fortnight.
Come on, Dad. Wait till I see Joan.
Right, we're off. Sheila, goodbye.
Bye.
Home at five.
All right, goodbye, darling. Goodbye, Tara. Bye. Goodbye.
I suppose that was the beginning. But I should have seen it all. It should have been all so clear then. He was screaming out at me. But I didn't notice. God, it does look lovely down there, where the sea gets patches of darkness. I wonder if that's patches of seaweed or shadows of clouds. But was that the same day? The day I drove Tara into Dublin, that I met Jimmy O'Donovan? Mightn't have been. She was always going into that boutique, to lie over the counter, chatting, not even getting paid for it. But if it wasn't that day, it was one just like it. And I drove her into the city.
May I change that, Daddy?
Hmm? Change what, Tara?
That radio station.
Oh, yeah. Do if you like.
Alto! thought you prefer more gentle music, Tara.
Gentle music, Dad? For what?
Well, for your dance and movement classes, your ballet.
Oh, I do, but I like this too. Our dance and movement class isn't just for classical ballet, Daddy. It's also for body coordination through rhythm and kinesthetic awareness.
And what?
Kinesthetic awareness. Awareness of one's body while moving in space. That's the movement part of the course.
Oh, I see.
Well, maybe it is a bit loud. Dad, I need money for my dance fees on Saturday.
Am I sure she said that? And said it just like that? Yes, she did. She did.
Dad, I need money for my dance fees on Saturday.
Tara, love, I was wondering if you'd ever think of getting a day job to pay for your dance fees. I mean, it'd be more rewarding than standing talking in Joan's boutique every day, for nothing.
But, Dad, I need day freedom to do limber-up exercises, to study posture technique and develop muscle tone. It's not easy, Daddy. If you really want me to become a ballerina, then I'll have to just dedicate myself.
Of course we want you to become a ballerina, love. I only wondered. I only asked. I'll give you a check before you go.
Thanks.
Before you go, say hello to High and Low, the dustproof duster.
Sorry, Dad?
That's my new slogan for our commercial, with a dustproof duster. High and Low.
That's very good, Daddy. Very good.
Yes, it must have been that morning, because I gave Tara the check, and after she got out of the car, I drove on into O'Connell Street. Yes, that's right. And I was stopped at the traffic lights at Abbey Street, and I saw him, sitting in the car next to me, looking like something out of the circus, or a dressed-up dummy out of Cleary's shop window. And I couldn't take my eyes off him then. His hair, looking like he dyed it green. His white suit and his black shirt open to the navel. And more bracelets on his wrists than you'd see on a gypsy. And I remember thinking to myself that he must be, like me, well over the 40 mark. And how much more dignified it is to look your age. And who did he think he was fooling, even with that bathroom suntan? And then I was trying to think how this might fit into an ad like, Sandoz Whiskey. The whiskey that grows old tastefully and gracefully. But he suddenly turned and looked at me. And then he was leaning across the seat, smiling at me. And then rolling down his window. And then shouting at me.
Hey! Hello! Hey! Hello!
That's it anyway.
Hello!
He's a bloody madman.
Hello!
Come on,
hello!
Let's change. Let's get going.
Hey, hey, hey! Sean! Sean Gleason!
Good God, he knows my name.
Your window! Roll down your window!
Sorry! Can't! Lights are going to change!
For God's sake, roll down your bloody window, Sean!
Why did I look at him? All right!
Sean! It is Sean Gleason, isn't it? Don't you recognize me?
What? Oh, yes. How are you?
Never better. How's Sheila?
Sheila?
Sheila, your wife.
Sheila, my wife, yes. Great.
Good. And Patrick?
Patrick?
Yeah, how is he?
How's Patrick? Oh, he's great, too.
And the girl?
The girl, Tara. Oh, grand as well. How's yours?
How's me what?
Your wife?
Oh, me wife. Well, that's why I'm back. Divorced her in England. Gave the divorce court a few sexual innuendos, and she was gone in a flash. Look, we must meet and talk.
Oh, yes, that'll be...
Yes, smashing, right. Let's sit this evening in Jury's Hotel at 7. We'll have dinner, okay?
No, I promise you, sir.
Yeah, lights are green, must go. See you at 7.
Hey, no, listen.
All right, I'm moving.
I've got an office to go to as well. Blast it.
Ah, yes.
Morning, Mr. Ackersdale. Traffic very heavy this morning.
Oh, yes. You told your family about you winning the Golden Crescent Award.
Oh, yes, Mr. Ackersdale. Before I came out, good. They were delighted.
And so they should. We here are delighted and proud of you, too. Yes. But we mustn't slack rest on our laurels, wallow in success. Oh, no. Atkinson's advertisements was not built up since...
1927,
by sitting back and seeing what happens. Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. So this morning, I'd like you to look at the...
Yeah, Harper Adhesive's contract.
We want something bright and breezy, clever, attractive.
Yes, sir. Something that will, stick.
Something appropriate, old world, perhaps.
That was a pun, sir. Something that'll stick.
I'll leave it to you anyway, Sean. You'll think of something.
Yes, sir. But, you know, something... Oh, God. Well.
And fine. Often a decent, a true girl for me now.
Hello?
Oh, hello, darling. How's everything?
Oh, sure. Well, Joe's still at the boutique. Patrick is hang gliding. And Mother's here with me. I brought her over.
Oh, good. I really just called to say that I'll be home a little late this evening.
Oh, Sean, you can't. Jane and Miriam from the women's group are coming over especially to see you.
See me? Oh. What did I do wrong to have the Liberator Sisters after me?
You did nothing wrong, dear. And don't make us sound like avenging Amazons. Jane and Miriam simply want to chat with you about something. Is this a new advertising contract meeting you're going to?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm having dinner with a man I met this morning.
Oh, and is he an advertising executive?
To be honest, darling, I don't know who he is. but he wears bracelets on his wrists.
He wears bracelets on his wrists, and you're having dinner with him?
Sheila, while you're there, what rhymes with adhesive?
I have no idea what rhymes with adhesive. Who is this man?
I don't know, love, but he knows you, and he was asking about Patrick.
Asking what about Patrick?
And he couldn't remember Tara's
what
name.
What did he want to know about Patrick?
Well, that's it, Sheila. That's it. Piece of rhymes with adhesive.
What the hell with adhesive? Sean, who is this man? What does he look like, apart from the bracelets on his wrist?
About my age. Hair supposed to be grey, I think, but now dyed green. White suit, black shirt open to the waist, gold medallion on his hairy chest. Suntanned, and he's divorced his wife in England. Well, he knows you, and me, and Patrick.
But I don't know him, and I hope Patrick doesn't know him, and I don't think that you should want to know him. We do have an image and a reputation for poor John.
Yes, but I think I'd better have dinner with him, seeing as how
he's... John, I think you should come home and not be seen with him.
But I have to see him, Sheila, seeing as how he arranged...
And I suppose you want Jane and Miriam to sit here waiting while you have dinner with a stranger with green hair and his chest?
Well, darling, I never said that.
And my mother will be sitting here, too, and she's not well, Sean.
But I more or less agree.
Oh, well, you seem to have made up your mind. Right. I'll try to explain to Jane and Miriam. It won't help matters, of course, because they are already quite furious with you.
With me? About what?
About your biscuit ad on the radio this morning. There's been a complaint from the women's group about it.
Oh. I gave Tara money for her dance and movement glasses in the...
Goodbye, Sean.
Oh, blast it.
Any luck, Sean? Any bright ideas?
Oh, the adhesives, Mr. Ackerson. What about, let's stick together with a piece of Harper adhesive, showing two pieces of personalised wood, a boy and a girl, but not easily recognised as such, until eventually
yes,
we pan across...
Yes, maybe something old world in there, too. We should be getting back to that now. Maybe a touch of the palm court and the...
Charabon.
And a few parasols. Pity to lose this old world, Charlie.
That must have been the first time that I didn't do exactly what Sheila told me. So I suppose, even before I knew who he was... Jimmy O'Donovan was having a strange effect on my life. Yes. And he did say that later. He said the fact that I disobeyed Sheila that day was my first recognition that I was in prison, and that I could see the prison wall. Well, I don't think he was right there, though. Well, I think I just disobeyed her out of curiosity as to who the blazes he was. Oh, God. I remember walking into Jury's Hotel and seeing him, green hair and all. And how long did I gaze into that lined face, occasionally seeing a resemblance, only to let it fade away, leaving me mumbling inane answers, searching for mannerisms, clues, speech patterns, accent, anything.
More veg for you, Sean. Some sprouts. There's tons here.
No, I never eat sprouts. Thanks.
Oh, you should, Sean. Sprouts keeps the energy at a high level. Now, where was I? Yeah, that's what annoys me about Ireland, Sean. Marriage here is a life sentence, usually spent in solitary confinement.
Oh, yes?
Yes, and everything is geared to it. The church okays it, the government ignores it, and the hospitals keep wheeling in the alcoholic victims of it. Now, when Rita and I...
Rita?
My ex. When we saw that our marriage was going nowhere, it was off to England for 2 years, get a divorce, and here I am, home again, no shackles on my ankles, no millstone around my neck, free as a bird and ready to start again. That's civilization, Sean. You sure you won't have some sprouts?
No, I really never eat them.
Okay. Of course, we never think of all that on our wedding day, do we?
No.
Remember my speech?
At your wedding?
At your wedding. My speech at your wedding.
My
best man's speech at your wedding.
Good God, Jimmy O'Donovan.
Yes?
It's been so long.
Since your wedding?
No, since I last saw you.
Changed much, have I?
Your hair is, it's,
Yeah, what do you think of it? Truthfully?
Well, it's very, it's green.
Got that done in London. Hair taken off the back of my neck and re-sewn on the roof. Bloody stuff started to turn grey, though, so a bit of colouring did no harm. Bit of punk, you know? Goes down well in my line of business.
Your line of business?
I told you, in the two discos I own here.
Oh, yes, your two discos.
The discos put me right back in the middle of the marketplace, where the action is. You need to get in on that wavelength these days.
Yes, I suppose so.
Yeah. I hope you don't mind me saying this, Sean, but you have yourself dressed like an old man.
No, I don't mind you saying that.
But you should mind, Sean. You've got to mind. Except you want to vegetate.
No, I never eat them, Jimmy.
Never eat what?
Oh, sorry, I thought you said sprouts.
I said vegetate. You can't let yourself vegetate. Oh, Sheila.
Sheila? Oh, she's great.
And your job?
Well, the job is great, too. Biggest display out in Ireland going up soon.
Advertising, yeah, that's a good line. That goes down well. In my clubs now, if you were dressed up a bit more trendy, maybe a bit of colour in the hair, and then drop the word about the advertising, you'd be away in no time. The centre of attraction.
Oh, no, Jimmy. Oh, no. Those days are gone. I mean, when you and I went out drinking all dressed up. No, I'm beyond all that now. I'm settled.
Never say that, Sean. Never even think it. Let me ask you a question. What does Patrick do?
Patrick?
Yes. What does he do?
He goes hang gliding and sometimes potholing. He's going to be a champion.
Right. He does nothing.
Well,
and the girl?
Tara. She's going to be a ballerina. So she's training.
Nothing either. And Sheila minds her mother and goes to that women's liberation thing. And they're all living off your imprisonment. You're financing their hobbies, and you don't think you should even have a night out with an old friend.
I don't know, Jimmy. It isn't as simple.
But it is, Sean. Look, you're entitled to give yourself a break. And there's no need to advertise it either. Just you and me, down at the club, like old times.
But if Sheila found out...
Don't be worrying about Sheila. I don't be worrying about Rita, do I? Look, have a think about it, and I'll give you a buzz. At your office, next week. How's that?
Well, I...
Good. Now we'll have some dessert.
Oh, no. I told Sheila I'd be home.
Gosh, Sean, will you relax? We haven't even got to the brandy yet. Sit back and enjoy yourself. And smile, for heaven's sake. You'll be home soon enough.
Hey, you, Dad.
Patrick.
I'm in here in the kitchen.
Oh, hello, Patrick. I was delayed. Where's everyone?
Well, Mum is very annoyed, Dad. She expected you home earlier.
Yes, well, I was delayed. Jane and Miriam were...
They went off about 10. Mum drove Grandma home about an hour ago.
Ah. Well, anyway, you were home to talk to them?
No, I wasn't, Dad. I was hang gliding.
But you were hang gliding when I left here at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I know, Dad. I just have to glide all day, every day, if I'm going to be a champion. Oh, well.
And where does your potholing come into all of this?
Well, I only go potholing when there's no wind for the hang gliding.
But what about your degree, Patrick? I mean, what about looking for a job? What about your career?
But hang gliding is my career, Dad. It's a vocation like the priesthood. It calls for lots of sacrifices and self-denial.
Yes. I'm sorry, son. I'm just so tired. I'm sorry. Was Tara here for...
No, it was a better dance movement class. Oh, I've made coffee, Dad.
No, thanks. Yeah. I've eaten, thanks. She's really very keen on becoming a ballet dancer, isn't she?
Well, Tara... Oh, she's keen, all right. She'll never make it. She's too fat.
Too fat?
She doesn't think she's fat, but I never saw a ballet dancer as fat as Tara. Oh, here's Mum. I'm off to bed, Dad. Hello, Mum. Dad, then. I'm off to bed.
Very well, Dad. Good night.
Night, Mum.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, son.
This kitchen has always left in a terrible mess. Will you just look at it?
It was Jimmy O'Donovan. The man with the green hair was Jimmy O'Donovan. I didn't recognize him at all. He was dressed up like a teenager. A 45-year-old teenager.
Could you not leave that until tomorrow? He was asking about you and Patrick and Tara. How's your mother?
Sean, it's late, and I'm not going to discuss my mother or Jimmy O'Donovan or your thoughtlessness in leaving Jane and Miriam sitting here like fools.
I'm very sorry, love. See, I thought I'd be home in time, but...
But there is one thing that needs saying, and it is the reason why Jane and Miriam called. Today, at the women's group meeting, a vote of censure was passed against you and Atkinson's advertising for your degrading and sexist ads. It is most embarrassing for me, Sean, trying to defend you to my sisters in the movement. And I don't think...
But Sheila, my ads are not sexist.
They cited this morning's ad in particular.
Chippy's Biscuits. The one we listened to.
Yes, and it is sexist, Sean. The young girl in it has a lisp and was trying to cook biscuits, where the boy was articulate and studying the Latin origins of the words. Now, that is both sexist and insulting.
But I never intended...
Oh, I know you never intended. That's because you do it unconsciously. And it does degrade women. And that's why we passed a motion of censure on you.
I'm very sorry, love.
And if you had been here, you could have stated your case to Jane and Miriam instead of being out... having dinner with a stranger.
But he's not a stranger. He's Jimmy O'Donovan. My best man. Remember, you were very friendly with his wife, Rita.
I never liked Jimmy O'Donovan, Sean, and I haven't laid eyes on Rita for years. Now, I'm going to bed. This has been a dreadful day for me.
I'm sorry.
And I got 2 parking tickets from the same stupid Wharton who knew I was only having coffee. I left them beside the telephone. Good night, Tom.
Good night, Sheila. Look, I'm sorry...
Sorry. Why was I always saying I'm sorry? Sorry that Sheila got parking tickets. Sorry that Tara's too fat for ballet. Sorry that Patrick has to spend all his waking hours up on a glider. Sorry that my ads are sexist and degrading. Sorry that I had dinner with Jimmy. I really didn't think he'd phone again. And if he didn't, I'd probably be still down there saying I'm sorry to everyone. But he did. How long after was it? A week? 2 weeks? It was the day that stupid old fool Atkinson was in my office discussing the new ad when the phone rang. And instead of leaving the office as any half-sensible person would, that old-fashioned cretin stayed there, listening, poking his nose into every bit of conversation.
That's good, Sean. With perhaps a few chaps wearing boaters. And an old milk cart. We don't see them anymore, which is a pity. Oh, you may get that phone.
Oh, yes, sir. Sean Gleason.
Sean. When are we going out for our orgy?
Oh, hello. I wonder, could you phone back when we may be able to...
Come on, Sean, you can't say it isn't a good idea.
Is that a new client?
Oh, yes, it is.
Right, so when are we going?
Find out his selling line, Sean.
Sean, is there someone there with you?
No.
Never say no to a client, Sean.
Good. Well, do you want a cover, don't you?
No, yes. Yes, of course. That's very, suitable.
Excellent. Get particulars.
Fine. Now, I suggest Saturday night. A few drinks first in the Hawaii Lounge to get loosened up, and then into my raunchy club, and we'll take it from there. How's that?
Yes, that sounds very satisfactory, and I do quite agree with you.
Are you all right there, Sean? We are both talking about the same thing, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Our Saturday night blaze away.
Blaze away? Oh, absolutely, yes.
Excellent, Sean.
Great. Hawaii Lounge, Saturday at 9. And don't forget to dress yourself up a bit. I might introduce you to a friend of mine there called Bubbles.
As you wish, and thank you for calling.
Take me on Saturday night. Good luck, Sean.
Well?
Oh, now, good to meet us, Mr. Atkinson.
Excellent. Have a meal out on company expenses. Their line is firelighters, isn't it? Didn't I hear you say blaze away?
What? Oh, yes, firelighters. The cold stays away with blaze away. Firelighters.
Excellent. Oh, yes, things are going well. Oh, yes. Yes, we can handle more business. Oh, yes.
Why is it that the most stupid people are always the most assured and the most confident? Oh, yes. It must have been just after that day that my huge £15,000 display for Nozomi cars went up on every billboard throughout Ireland, and my video appeared on every television screen, and the newspapers took 2 full pages at the weekend, and in our house, all hell broke loose.
Just as well it happened then, I suppose, because if Sheila and her mother didn't get into such a state about the ad, they'd probably have paid more attention to my new hairstyle than my new shirt and tie and shoes. As it was, on that Saturday, they were really too concerned about images and corruption and disgrace to notice that I was about to go out on the town.
I think it's filthy.
No, Mother, it is not filthy, but it does degrade women.
Do you really think so, Sheila? Do you really think that because I have a woman sitting on an Izumi car...
It's filthy. She has no clothes on her.
Mother, she has clothes
she
on
her. She hasn't. And she's displaying herself on every poster in Dublin. Not only that, but when I turn on the television...
Oh, Mother, please don't go on. Sean, I'm simply relaying to you the fact that our committee was absolutely
Sheila,
furious.
Sheila, 2 weeks ago, you were delighted I'd won that contract. You had the whole family cheering for me.
Well, of course I had, and it is the best display that you've done, and I'm proud of you for it. But the committee has pointed out...
Yes, but what do you think?
Well, Jane and Miriam said, and here I must agree, that the slogan, even stripped down, you'll love your Nizumi, is degrading.
It's filthy.
Filthy? Well, it keeps you and all of them in luxury.
Oh, Sean, don't you dare speak to my mother like that. Sean, I'm not saying that it's wrong, but I do wish you'd be more considerate to me and to my position on the committee.
But all motor ads have to be like that. Or am I to tell Mr. Atkinson that in future, all my car displays will only feature Mickey Mouse?
You should tell him that people, men, have to look at that naked woman every morning on their way to mass.
People, men, look at naked women every morning and every evening and every night.
Yes, and they're the ones who live like animals on the high road to hell, who never darken the door of a church or think nothing of the Ten Commandments.
All right, Mother, all right.
Hold up. Hey, why are you all dressed up?
Ah, Patrick. I suppose you were all hang gliding all day.
Of course I was.
Of course you were. But nobody ever questions the morality of you wasting your degree to go hang gliding.
Dad, it's my vocation, like the priesthood.
It is not like the priesthood.
Oh, I see. Right, goodbye.
Oh, Patrick! Oh, darling! Sean, what has got into you? That was a most unfair attack on Patrick.
Unfair? All he ever does is hang glide.
That's not true. He also goes potholing.
Oh, for God's sake, Sheila.
And vandals will come along to your filthy posters with their markers and their pencils and will draw more obscene things on the mother.
Mom, Patrick's just gone dashing. Hey, Dad, you've had your hair styled.
Yeah, yes, Tara, yes. I'm going out somewhere tonight.
Oh, you're going out? You never said anything to me about you going out. Is the conference?
No, I'm meeting Jimmy O'Donovan.
Oh.
For dinner.
In the city, Dad. When?
9.
Sure.
I'm meeting him at 9.
Great. You can drive me to my dance and movement classes.
Right.
And what's this meeting with Jimmy O'Donovan about?
It's a new advertising contract that his company is giving us. They deal in firelighters. It could mean, well, maybe over £2,000. Maybe £3,000, if we get it. So, I invited him out for dinner to discuss our business. That's what it's about. I suppose that was the first time that I ever told Sheila a deliberate and premeditated lie. In all our years together, that must have been the first. And how did I feel? I felt great. I felt, as Jimmy said later, that having recognized the existence of the prison wall, I was now putting the ladder up against it. All I had to do now was to climb up and peep over. And as I drove to Dublin, with Tara sitting beside me, how did I feel? God, how did I feel? I felt that wonderful feeling of doing something wrong, of taking a risk, of being irresponsible. For the first time in my life, I felt excited. And funny to think of it now, but I believe that Tara was the only person who recognized it.
That music all right with you, Tara?
Well, yes. But if you want to change it...
Get you psyched in for your ballet classes, eh? Your kinesthetic awareness.
Yes. Haven't heard you use that expression before, Dad? Psyched in.
Ah, some of my new words. Don't mind if I change the station, do you?
Oh, no, Dad.
Redmond.
Ah, that's more like it. Bit of guts in that.
Well, you can drop me off here, Dad. Dad! Dad, you're passing.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, love. My mind was elsewhere.
That's all right, Dad. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. Enjoy your night.
And yours, Dad. Bye.
Well, Sean, what do you think of it so far, as they say?
Oh, very nice. Very comfortable lounge.
Very authentic Hawaiian style. I'm glad I came, Jimmy.
Good. And your gear is great, Sean. You'll do all right tonight.
Huh? Oh, the shirt and the tie are new, and the hairstyling cost me $7.50.
But worth it, worth it. That's an investment, Sean, as you'll discover once we move inside. Hey, drink up there.
I am. What do you mean, when we move inside? Where's inside?
Well, you don't think we're going to sit out here in Hawaii all night just looking at all those coconuts walking by, do you? We're going to be in there picking a view.
In where?
The disco, Sean. The raunchy club disco.
Disco? Oh, no, Jimmy, no. I can't do that. Oh, no,
hello,
no.
Hello, Adam.
Oh, hello, beautiful. Here, meet a friend of mine. This is Simon.
You.
What?
Hello, Simon. Going inside, are you?
Well, of course we are, with merchandise like you in there.
Oh, no. See you in there, then. Bye, Simon.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Don't know who the hell she is.
Who's Adam? And Simon?
Oh, I'm known as Adam here, and I had to think fast for you.
Oh, now, look, Jimmy, having a few drinks is one thing, but I have a reputation as a respectable advertising executive, and I have to be very careful.
But we are being very careful. We're Adam and Simon, aren't we?
No. People know what I look like. And it's all right for you, but I can't take chances. I mean, I'm known to the clergy, regularly at church, support the right charities, son hang gliding champion, daughter of ballerina. Sheila's in the woman's movement.
Sean, for God's sake, you sound like me 10 years ago. This family of yours has you like a prisoner, and all they're doing is living off you.
Yes.
Look, relax and drink up there. Every one of your family is doing their own thing, and you'll be doing yours tonight as soon as we pick her out. There's no worry. The one thing I insist on at my discos is total discretion and diplomacy.
But if somebody sees me...
How can they see you? In the half light in there, you can't even see the marks of the fella's wedding rings. Come on.
Huh?
Look, come on, drink that up. We're going in. The sooner you see what you've been missing, the better. That's right, knock it back.
Hello, Adam.
And there you are, gorgeous. We'll see you inside.
I'll be waiting.
Now, what do you think of her, huh?
She's very,
And in the right places, too, Sean, isn't this like old times, huh?
Oh, Jimmy, some of those kids going in there look very young.
That's out here in the neon lights. Inside in the dark, you could be as old as Santa Claus, and no one would be any the wiser. Come on.
God. I hope no one sees me. Or I'll be...
Will you, for heaven's sake, stop persecuting yourself, worrying, and take that bloody wedding ring off?
Oh, yes. I hope I don't lose it.
Evening, Tommy. Big crowd in tonight.
Oh, hello, Adam.
Yes, very full. Tommy, meet a friend of mine, Simon. Simon, this is Tommy, our doorman. Simon... Simon!
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry. Pleased to meet you, Tommy.
And you, Simon. Enjoy yourself now.
Yes.
Hello, Adam.
Oh, hello, sexy.
Adam, did I leave my earrings in your car last week?
So you did. You'll have to drop around sometime and get them.
Oh.
But look, say hello to a friend of mine. Oh. This is Simon.
Oh, hello, Simon.
What? Oh, hello.
Is this your first time?
First time? Doing what?
Here.
Yes, it is. Just settling in. He'll be turning loose in a minute.
Oh, nice. I'll see you later then, Simon. Bye.
Now, see what I'm talking about? Now you're up the ladder and ready to go over the wall. What do you think?
It takes the eyes a while to get used to the dark. Oh, God. Look at that one over there.
Yeah, she's a regular here. And I believe very charitable.
Hello, Adam.
Oh, hello, gorgeous. Haven't a clue who she is either. But let's know if you fancy her.
Well, I...
Exactly. Leave it until later. Look, tell you what. We'll go over to the other side and see who's dancing in the cage tonight.
Cage?
Yeah, it's one of my speciality items. It helps the lads who are just standing around looking at her dancing.
Yeah. I understand, yeah.
Now, look over there, where they're all gathered. See the big cage? See her in it?
God, yes. I can see her. Dancing in a cage. She's going like a mad lunatic.
That's Bubbles that I was telling you about.
What? Oh, Bubbles.
She's mine. Oh, we'll be one of these nights. So keep your handy hands off her.
Oh, don't worry. She's wearing nothing at all.
Bit here, bit there. Look at her now. See why she calls herself Bubbles, huh? Oh, great gore in Dublin is Bubbles.
Oh, good God. That's Tara. Tara. Oh, Russia, for God. Tara.
Oh, my merciful God.
Yeah, I agree. And she can go for hours like that. I'd say she eats her sprouts, eh, John?
Oh, God. I don't believe what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I know. First time I saw her, I thought like that, too.
I don't bloody well believe what I'm seeing.
Hey, Sean, take it easy. She's only dancing.
I don't believe it. Get down off there, you bitch!
Hey, Sean, here, sit back for a while. You've been locked up too long.
You know who she is, do you?
Yeah, that's Bubbles. I'll introduce you to her later.
Bubbles? Bubbles?
Look, I know she affects different people different ways,
that's
but...
Tara! That's my daughter, Tara! Dance and movement, Tara! Jesus, wait till her mother hears about this. Get that young one out of that cage!
She's who? Here, give me a hand, lads! Tommy!
Somebody stop it! What are we doing, dancing movement?
All right, Simon, come along now.
Come on, Sean, come on.
I tell her, Mother?
Now get into my office, Tommy.
Okay, Adam.
Come on, now.
Come on, lads, get down. Come on,
what are you worrying about, Dad? I was only dancing.
She's right, Sean. Here, lie back and sip this whiskey. She was only dancing like everyone else.
She was not only dancing like everyone else.
Oh, Dad, you're just not used to seeing it. It's simply disco dancing.
And next, I suppose you'd be telling me it's ballet. It's a kinesthetic awareness.
No, I won't. But it's what I want to do, Dad. If I told you it was disco dancing, you'd never have given me the money.
Bubbles is right, Simon.
Her name is not Bubbles.
All right, Tara.
My name is not Simon.
All right, Sean. But she's right. People misunderstand this type of dancing.
Yes, well, our mother won't misunderstand it. Now get your clothes on. We're going home.
Now, Sean, don't do anything hastily.
Wait till we see what the Women's Liberation Movement will say about you and the gang of married men leering up at your naked body.
I wasn't naked, Dad.
You were as near as damn it.
I had more clothes on than that model you hired to sit in that car for your advertisement.
Advertisement? What the hell? That's completely different.
Yes, that's completely different. She had less clothes on and she was more suggestive. And you arranged and devised the whole thing.
That's my job, Tara.
And anyway, what are you doing here? You're a married man, too.
I know, Bubbles.
Oh, yes, stop calling her Bubbles.
Sorry, Tara.
And wait until we hear what Mummy and her liberation group have to say about you, Daddy. Without your wedding ring.
What exactly are you saying, Tara?
I don't have to say anything, Dad. And neither do you. Tonight we were both out doing what we wanted to do. It's important that people do that.
You begin to sound just like Jimmy.
Who's Jimmy?
That's me.
You're Adam.
Yes, I'm Jimmy as well. Look, Sean, she's right. Because she realizes that we must all make what we can of our lives. Deathbed dreams are hopeless, Sean. It's no that counts.
And there's no harm done, Dad.
And no one need ever know.
And I won't say anything to Mum. Promise.
After all, that's what friends are for, right?
And don't forget to slip your wedding ring back on, Dad.
I think I might have been crying then. I certainly felt like crying. And I saw Tara kissing him goodnight, running her lovely hands through his green hair and saying she'd see him tomorrow night. I did try to tell him, calmly as I could, that I never wanted to see him again. But he wouldn't listen. And then in that mad, infuriating way that in our house is regarded as normal, we all went on living as if nothing had happened. Tara went to her dance and movement classes. Sheila relayed the continuing objections to my naked women on the advertisements. Her mother told me I was doing the work of the devil. Patrick went hang gliding on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays and Sundays, and potholing on the other days. And Mr. Atkinson told me that my new advertising concept, a perfume called Adam's Mate, had qualified for an international award and won me £5,000. I told the family only about the money. And then, it must have been about 3 weeks later, all hell broke loose again. Rita, Jimmy's ex-wife, arrived over from England, and while I was at work, she called to the house and spoke to Sheila and her mother. When I arrived home, Rita was gone. But she'd left enough behind her to wreck everyone's sanity. Forever.
Hello? Anyone home?
In here, Sean. We're waiting in here, in the lounge.
The lounge? What about dinner? Oh, hello, Sheila. And Mother. What's this, a reception committee?
We had a visitor today, Sean.
Oh?
Jimmy O'Donovan's ex-wife, Rita.
And a more disgusting conversation I couldn't have imagined in my entire life.
Rita came to see us about Tara.
Tara?
And this Jimmy.
Tara and Jimmy?
Or Bubbles.
Tara and Jimmy or Bubbles?
Patrick.
Tara and Jimmy or Bubbles and Patrick?
Very well, Sean. Since you've decided to act the fool, I'll make it all frighteningly clear for you. Rita has told us, and I understand that you are aware of this, that your daughter calls herself Bubbles in a go-go club where almost every night she takes off her clothes to dance in front of thousands of married men. You're aware of this?
Aware? Well, yeah, no. I mean, I think that thousands is surely an inaccurate figure.
And that all of this is her dance and movement classes that you are financing.
I'm financing? Since when am I to be blamed for the...
Financing from your filthy advertisements of naked women.
Now, wait a minute.
And that you, too, have been to this go-go club? Very well. Now, I also understand that your daughter and your friend are romance. And that is why Rita was here. She knows all about it, and she wants this Jimmy back.
Oh, well, I'm sure that can easily be arranged. But, Tara, I can't see any problem in arranging...
You seem to imagine, Sean Gleason, as Miriam has often pointed out, that women are a commodity that can be exchanged or interchanged like suitable or unsuitable items in a supermarket. But women are not like that. It is not a simple case of us removing one woman, your daughter, from Jimmy O'Donovan's bed and replacing another woman, Rita, in it.
Well, I never said it was a
and
case...
Anyway, the situation is further complicated by Jimmy O'Donovan's insistence that he is gay...
A homosexual sexual, Mother.
Who's a homosexual?
Jimmy O'Donovan is. He insists on it.
Insists? Insists to whom?
Insists to everyone. 2 years ago, he was screaming it from the rooftops in London.
He even dyed his hair green to be like them.
Like who?
The homosexual.
Sexuals, Mother.
How the blazes could Jimmy O'Donovan be a homosexual? Well, he's the greatest whoremaster that... He's the randiest devil I ever met. I mean, chasing around after everything in skirts like a bull turned loose.
Well, that's most interesting.
And filthy.
But the fact is that he was granted a divorce in London on the grounds of his homosexuality.
And because he has green hair to prove it.
Stop. This is ridiculous. There's no way, not in a million years, that I could believe that Jimmy is gay or that he was ever...
And what about his green hair, then?
You and your hair. What about your blue hair? Every time you come back from the hairdressers, does that mean that you're a lesbian?
Sean Gleason, don't you dare call my mother a lesbian.
I demand an immediate apology. I am not a lesbian.
All right. I'm sorry. You're not a lesbian. And neither is Jimmy O'Donovan a homosexual.
That's what Rita says, too. And that is why she wants him back. She says that he deceived her.
And so he has. And that's that. I'll let him have her back and leave us alone.
Except that I don't agree.
You don't agree with what?
I don't agree with Rita that he is not gay. I think he is.
I agree.
Oh, do you now? You all agree? Then maybe you can explain why he's chasing after Tara every night.
To get to Patrick.
Patrick?
He asked about Patrick, didn't he? You said that when you first met him with his green hair and his bracelets, he couldn't even remember Tara's name. But he was very concerned about Patrick. You said that.
Yes, but that's...
So, Tara now is just a way of introducing Patrick to him.
Sheila.
And this being the case, we can thank you for bringing these strange people into our lives. And thank God that our Patrick spends most of his days either up in the air or under the ground and as far away from them as possible.
The trouble with you, Sheila, and with you, is that you have nothing to occupy you, nothing to do. And as long as I continue to bring in enough money for you to indulge yourselves in trivial imaginings...
These are not trivial imaginings. These are the findings of a London divorce court.
Then, all right. Right. So he is gay, and we needn't worry about Tara, and just remember to keep Patrick up in the skies or under the earth. Now, may I have some dinner?
You may. Just as soon as I've driven Mother home. Or are you in a hurry out tonight? Again?
No. I'm not in a hurry out. I simply have to work very hard on a new advertising campaign that'll bring you in even more money.
Yes, and I suppose you'll have a crowd of lesbians in this one.
Come along, Mother.
Sheila, what is a lesbian?
I wonder if all those seagulls are heterosexual. Or if even they know the difference. Could be first come, first served.
Oh, what the hell's happening? Up! Up! Over to the side, and good God, up higher, and steady, now.
Oh, highest I've been, huh? God, look at that view. Lovely. It wasn't the next day, was it? No, it was Monday. Last Monday. Yes, Monday in O'Connell Street, that I spotted Jimmy O'Donovan walking along. And I tried to avoid him. But he'd seen me all right. Came running up to me, then steering me into Mooney's bar to tell me, as he said, why he hadn't been in touch.
Sean, I promise you, I was definitely going to phone you, but...
Jimmy, I'm glad you didn't. And as a matter of fact, don't. Ever. Don't ever phone me, or even... Because I want to be left alone.
Sean, will you relax? I'm not saying that we should go back to the same disco. Dublin is full of other discos, nightclubs, singing pubs, parties.
I'm in a hurry. I have an appointment with Mr. Ackles.
Sit down, Sean. That's better. Here, have a drink to steady yourself. What'll it be?
Orange, then. Glass of orange.
Orange? For heaven's sake, you need more than a glass of orange.
Orange, or I'm going.
All right. Orange. Joe, a double whiskey and a glass of orange.
Double and an orange, sir.
Look, Jimmy, I'm in this awful hurry. I have to see Atkinson about a new contract.
No, Sean, you have to escape.
Stop it! Listen, do you know that your wife is here in Dublin?
Rita? Yes. She wants me back, but I'm not going.
You know what she's telling everyone.
That I'm gay.
Keep your voice down, for God's sake. I have a reputation in this city.
Okay. Of course I know about that. Wasn't it the findings of the divorce court?
You mean you're not?
Not what?
Are you bloody well gay or not?
Excuse me, sir. One double whiskey and one orange.
Good man, Joe. There, and keep the change.
Thank you, sir.
He heard me saying that. My reputation in this city has fallen to pieces before my very eyes. Now all of Dublin will think that I'm gay.
Sean, will you relax? I'm not gay, and you're not gay.
You're not?
Look, would I have been trying to drag Bubbles into bed if I was gay?
Wish to God you wouldn't talk about my daughter like that. This is final, Jimmy. I don't want to ever see you again, or even hear about
Take
you.
Take it easy. Look, we have to stick together, we men, before we're all wiped out. Have you noticed the number of widows around and no widowers? We're being run into the ground, literally. That's the whole thing about Irish women, Sean. They confuse the bedroom with the graveyard. While we're alive, they work us to death. Then when we die, they're all up in the graveyard, talking to our tombstones, putting flowers around us, weeping at the mention of our names. And there's only one thing we can do about all this, and that's grab whatever enjoyment we can while we can. You're keeping them all healthily living while you're killing yourself working. Think about that, Sean.
Yes, well, I have to be going.
Oh, how's Patrick?
What?
I said, how's Patrick?
What do you mean, how's Patrick?
I mean, how is he? Is he well?
Yes, he's well.
Great. I wonder if he'd like to come down to the disco some evening. It'll be healthier than hang gliding his life away.
You leave my Patrick alone. And my family. And me. Leave all of us alone.
But Sean, I...
You have wrecked my life. And my family's life. The same as you wrecked your own. I don't know what you're on to now. And I don't want to know. But I'm not going to have Sheila and her mother accusing me of setting that up too.
But Sean...
Don't move! I'm going. And I hope to God that I never set eyes on you again.
But Sean, wait! I really wanted to tell you something about Bubbles.
There's no such person as Bubbles!
But it's very important, Sean.
It was important, of course, as I found out later. But just then, the most important thing for me was to get away from him and to talk to someone. Anyone who would just listen to me. Understand what I was saying. And tell me what the blazes was going on. There really was nobody. But I didn't realize that then. I thought there was someone. And in my own confused sort of way, I honestly thought that that someone was Mr. Atkinson. He had the wisdom of years. He knew me, and he'd met Sheila, and I presumed he somehow would care about his staff and would want to help. So I eventually told him everything. And he sat there listening, like a man who'd been lifted mentally and bodily out of the 1920s and dumped into the 1980s. When I'd finished, he looked at me, took off his spectacles, blew his nose, and told me he was glad that I'd come to him, but that he was still very puzzled. So, I explained it all over again. And again.
Yes, Sean, I understand you now. Oh, yes, 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 yes. What you are saying is that the core of your problem is that your wife has no interest in other women's legs. That's it, isn't it?
No, 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 Mr. Atkinson. Please try to listen to me. It's quite simple. She says that I'm too interested in portraying other women's legs. And she also thinks that I aided and abetted my daughter, calling herself Bubbles and dancing in the go-go club for married men. And now she also thinks that I also approve of Jimmy, or Adam, anyway, the one with the green hair. Approve of him, try to get Patrick out of the sky or up from the ground if it isn't a Monday, Wednesday, Friday or Sunday. And the waiter in the bar is sure to tell everyone that he heard me propositioning Jimmy. And now Sheila's mother is even suggesting that I'm thinking of putting lesbians into your advertisements. And all the time, how can they be delighted to be getting the money while accusing me of selling women's bodies for indecent uses?
You mean like a pimp?
Yes, sir.
Ah.
In a way, that's not saying I am a pimp, of course, which I assure you I'm not. No more than Jimmy is gay, which he's not either, I think. No, it's that my wife infers that I am. A pimp, that is, not a gay, which I'm not. Not a pimp, I mean. Nor a gay, of course. And all the time, Mr. Atkinson, people seem to be shifting ground. I don't know where I stand or who to believe anymore.
I see. When did you last have a holiday, Sean?
Pardon? A holiday? No, 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 I don't want a holiday. I want to work on. You need me here.
Yes, but we all have to rest sometime. On the seventh day he rested. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And you are overwrought, you know.
Overwrought me? No, no, sir. I'm delighted with these new contracts. But I suggest we put no more women into them, not even old-fashioned ones.
Now, Sean, I must tell you this. We have been worried about you for some time. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And your work is beginning to show signs of strain. I'll put this simply. I am going to insist on you taking 2 months' leave.
2 months? In 2 months, you'll be out of business.
Oh, no, we wouldn't. Oh, no, 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 no. We were never in a better position than
at present. Yes, but that's only because I'm here, with my ideas and my designs and my drawings.
Sean, we can fill in for you while you are
away. No, you can't. You'd have old-fashioned, old-world, dull, boring, miserable ads all over the city that people wouldn't even spit at.
Now, I'm telling you...
And I'm telling you that I'm not taking leave. If you think I'm no good, then fire me. Get rid of me. Sack me.
That, Mr. Gleason, is becoming more tempting every minute.
Right. Well, do the honorable thing, Atkinson. Dump me and see how long you get on without me. See how many awards you win. See how long the business lasts with your 1927 ideas. Go on, say the words. Boot me out. Let's see if Atkinson Advertising can afford to do that.
And he did, didn't he? In his old-fashioned, old-world Dickensian way. And I immediately felt... What did I feel? Not what I thought I'd feel. Not rejection or uselessness or failure. No, I felt elated, delighted, hysterical, almost free. And I... Yes, I drove around the city, going nowhere, for hours. And then I went home. They were all out, mother-minding, pot-holing, go-go dancing. So I went to bed. And I slept as though I hadn't slept for years. And for no reason... I came down early to find them all at breakfast, gobbling up their flakes, frying their bacon, making toast, listening to the radio.
Morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Hello, Dad.
Morning, Dad. You're a little late. We were wondering what...
Was I sleeping it out?
No, but you went to bed so early last night.
You're not sick, are you, Dad?
And you never moved all night. I thought you were...
Dead?
No, darling. For heaven's sake, don't be so dramatic. Here's your orange juice. Tara has something to tell you. Now, I want you to hear this before you go.
It isn't really anything we can discuss.
Tell your father, Tara. Don't have me coping with this on my own all day. Tell him.
Adam, Jimmy has asked me to move in with him.
Has he? Yes, I see. Well, that'll cost him some money.
Money? Money? Is that all you can say? Are you going to sit there and just...
Stop. Stop, stop. I don't want to hear any more from anyone. I want to eat my breakfast.
Your daughter may be pregnant, Mom.
Stop, I said. I need plenty to eat today. When are your hang gliding fees due, Patrick?
Not the weekend, Dad. And my potholing fees are also due at the beginning of next week.
No, that's enough. I'm eating.
Now, look here, Sean Gleason.
No. I'm not going to work today.
You know... Oh, I knew it. I knew it. You're not well. Oh, you poor dear. Let me feel your father.
Stay away. I am well. Never felt better.
Then why the hell are you going on like this?
I am not going on. I packed the job in, got sacked.
What?
Without a pension, without a reference, without a golden handshake, without even a wave goodbye. I've given it all up.
But Dad, you can't.
If you do that, how are we supposed to cope?
Dad, you can't just give up your job and neglect your family.
Yeah, that's enough, children. Jean, what is all this about? I don't like your attitude at all here this morning.
You'll only have to endure it for a few more minutes. Then I'll be gone.
Gone? Gone where? Where can you go?
Gone for how long, Dad?
Forever.
Oh, don't be sulking, Sean. Upsetting the children and trying to upset me.
And your mother. Don't forget your mother.
Now, Sean, you listen to me. This is no way to be dodging your responsibilities.
My responsibilities? What are my responsibilities, apart from keeping you all in sufficient money?
Your responsibility now is to your daughter, who may be pregnant by your green-haired, degenerate friend.
Mummy, he is not degenerate.
Dad, why did you ask me about my hang-gliding fees?
And you have a responsibility to your family's
Adam
reputation.
Adam is the kindest man I ever met.
What do you mean, Dad? Because I need
and
those fees.
And a responsibility to yourself as a respected member of this community.
Stop! Stop, stop. For me, it is all over. For you, it's only beginning.
I've done my bit. The finances are fine, and we have savings. Now, it's up to all of you to do your bit. Up to Sheila to follow what the woman's liberation is really all about, and to do something positive, to be liberated, to get involved, to be independent, to tell Jane and Miriam that she is now truly feminist, and if the need should arise, she's willing to go out and get herself a job and be unfettered and free.
I have no intention of going out and getting a job.
Just as Tara's going to go off and get more money by go-go dancing and later produce babies.
Dad, I want to tell you I'm not going to have
just
it.
As Patrick is now going to use his degree and earn a living and support a few people instead of living up with the birds or down with the worms.
The championship!
Just as your mother, Sheila, is going to find something else to occupy her bored mind instead of being stimulated
by...
My
mother is a sick woman.
She has been a sick woman for 20 years, and it's time you were free of her and declared both your independences. And I, too, am going to be independent, starting from today.
Sit down, Sean Gleason. Don't you dare think you can abandon your family.
I'm not abandoning you. I've been looking down at you all the time, watching over you, keeping an eye on
you. Don't tell me now you believe you're God.
No, I don't. And neither does anyone else.
Dad, you're not going to die, are you?
Oh, Mum, that's it. He's going to commit suicide.
Oh, no, Dad, don't, please.
I'm bloody not. That'd be too easy for you. You can all cosily spend your lives living off the savings and occasionally kissing my tombstone and feeling abandoned. No, I'll be around.
No, look, you come back here, Sean.
Dad, what am I going to do about you?
Sean, you sit down immediately and tell your daughter not to go near this man.
Your mother is right, Tara. Don't go near him. Find someone who is young and who is inexperienced, who will accept you with all your faults and all your babies. Never give anyone a head start in this game. Now, goodbye all.
Goodbye?
What do you mean, goodbye?
Dad, you can't.
I can. And I am.
Dad, you cannot just go out.
The fees of my hang gliding, that means that the last few years of my life have been totally wasted. I must be honest, I have no intention of throwing up the chances.
I'm sorry for the go-go club and the dancing. But you were just sleeping too. And I never tried to pursue a career.
And I did that, and I did it well. So well, in fact, that I found time to involve myself in other activities, all of which have benefited you. Raising a family, Sean Gleason, is no more
than I'm also doing it for you. Okay, I won't go on now, but the vocation, but I've made sacrifices for you in this. All the talk about my degree.
I've always said I could be a doctor. And I will be. And I can be.
If you want. It all but if for I'm not you. Why else did I join all the associations in this parish? For you. So that you would be known and respected and given work contracts. Why else did I join the women's
concern?
For you.
Stop, 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 stop. And goodbye.
Mummy!
Oh, don't mind him, children. He'll be back. That's only the male plea for attention. As Miriam says, there are little boys out on the edge of the crowd, jumping up and down looking for notice. He'll be back. They all come back, sooner or later.
Sooner or later, huh? It was when I heard that last bit that I knew that I'd do it. Grabbed Patrick's glider and drove up to Dorky Hill over there. And he's probably still watching me. More likely gone home to tell Sheila that I'll fall out of the sky at any moment.
Oh, good God. I'm probably right, too. Ah, but it feels so good.
Hey, seagulls! What's off out there, out beyond the sea mist? Whales, is it?
Yes. Wales. And then England. And then Europe. All the same from up here, I suppose. All little houses with little gardens. And in the mornings, all the little cars queuing up along the little roads to go to the bigger city. And in the evenings, all queuing up to go home again. And at the weekends, all going to the supermarkets to buy food. And on Mondays, the refuse lorries collecting the refuse. And clothes being hung out on clotheslines. And being brought in again. And being hung out again. And brought in again. Must be just like that all over Europe. All over England. All over Wales. Maybe some people launching out into space. In hang gliders or aeroplanes. Or parachutes. Trying to get above it all for a while. Is it like that?
Is it? Not sure, eh? Oh, I see. Too busy to be bothered with that sort of thing. Hmm?
Well, I'm not too busy. Nothing to do at all. Except try to stay up. So maybe I'll take a look. If I could just turn this thing and there we are. Up. Up. Ah. God. It looks very far. And very cloudy out there. However, I'm facing that way now, so might as well.
Be back sometime, seagulls. I'll tell you all about it.
I wonder how long it'll take.
In Gliding with Mr. Gleeson by Bernard Farrell, the cast was as follows. Sean Gleeson, Alan Barry. Patrick Gleeson, Philip O'Sullivan. Sheila Gleeson, Doreen Hepburn. And Tara Gleeson, Catherine Byrne. Jimmy O'Donovan, Kevin Flood. Mother-in-law, Catherine Gibson. And Mr. Atkinson, Anthony Finnegan. Mary, Engel Grehan. John, John Hewitt. The grandmother, Stella McCusker, the announcer, Susie Kelly, and Tommy, George Shane. Technical presentation was by Colm Flanagan, and the play was directed in Belfast by Robert Cooper.